Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Whether it's a little fender bender or a big crash, Brown Auto Body in Atlantic is here for you. They specialize in insurance and collision repair. They'll deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. They'll even pick up your vehicle for you, and they have plenty of rentals to choose from, so you don't have to worry about how you'll get around until your vehicle's fixed. And when you get it back from Brown Auto Body, you'll be impressed at the work they do. Put your trust in Dana Cooper and the boys at Brown Auto Body at 3rd and Elm Street in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Well, high school sports return in Iowa with the opening day of the baseball and softball seasons here today. There have been no events in high school athletics because of the pandemic since the boys' state basketball tournament ended back on March 13th. Urbandale has won two straight 4A baseball titles, and their head coach Jeremy Heinen says his players are thrilled with the chance to have a season. And he said that with just 2 weeks of practice, the early part of the season will be more about getting into shape than it will be the wins and losses.
Just making sure we can get by those games so that even if we go into a 500, into the postseason, I guess anything can happen with our team. I think we're talented enough to make another run. So I just want to keep our kids safe. And with their arms and physical shape so that we can make a run.
He says his arms get into shape, pitching depth will be even more important.
Some kids are in different situations, but we're communicating with them, making sure that they're feeling comfortable. If some kid says, hey, I can go 40 to 60 pitches, and normally they could have gone 60 to 90 during this time, we just have to listen to their arms and do what's right, so that we're not pushing them and then we all of a sudden lose them because we pushed them too hard. And so everyone across the state, I think, is in the same exact boat.
Mason City coach Troy Rude says managing the pitching staff will be more important this season.
You know, I know different schools are playing different amounts each week. You know, the CML, we're going to be playing up to 3 doubleheaders in a week. You know, that's 6 starting pitchers in a normal season, and we're going to be going deeper into our bullpen. So, you know, I could see in the CML that you need 12 pitchers to get through a week.
Rude says with only 2 weeks of practice, pitchers will be limited, especially early on in the season. Benton High School softball coach Eric Stenberg is an ER physician and helped develop the guidelines the state has come up with in the hopes of keeping players and fans safe.
But basically, it's going to be the social distancing types of things, making sure that no one comes to the ballpark with fevers and any sort of respiratory symptoms, and just kind of, you know, good hand hygiene, those types of things, and I think everybody will have a great experience.
Stenberg encourages fans to check with schools to be aware of the guidelines.
Well, the state has issued some very clear guidelines for fans and players through the Iowa Department of Public Health, and I would encourage them, if they have any questions, to contact their local school administrators, making sure if they're traveling somewhere, there's no other additional things that the opposing team would like to have done.
Well, the Atlantic baseball and softball teams, among those, of course, that are excited to get the chance to play here this year. Atlantic head baseball coach Joe Brummer said the program has good numbers and the kids have been having a lot of fun in practice. The Trojans will be relying on a couple of seniors. They don't have a big senior class, but a couple of seniors that will lead the way, with Brody O'Brien being one of those major ones. He'll be expected to lead on the mound and at the plate. He hit .343 last year and led the team with 17 RBIs. He also had a 3.31 ERA with a 2-2 record. Coach Brummer said that one thing that'll be a strength for his squad is team speed.
Just like always, you can count on Atlantic team for one thing, and we can run. We're fast. It shows with our track teams, our football team, basketball, you name it. We may not be the biggest kids, but we can run. We'll be fast on the base pads. Colin Molinex, Grant Sturm are two big speedsters that we have. Even our big guys, Gunnar Kirchhoff's looking fast on the base pads. Garrett Reynolds at 6'4", 6'6" is what he tells me, but I don't believe him all the time. runs hurdles for track, so he's athletic and can run and move, and we'll be good to go there. We're not lacking on speed at all, and hoping to play that to our advantage.
For the Atlantic softball team, they're coming off a successful year last year with a 27-9 record. They replace a couple of big seniors in shortstop Bailey Newell and right fielder Carson Rush, but a lot of experience coming back as well. 6 starting sophomores and 2 junior starters back for another season. Coach Hensman said they'll need to have a mixture of power and speed to have success this year, but ultimately it'll come down to strong defense and the returning pitching staff.
Some good pitching. Yeah, we've got two quality pitchers, I believe, with Olivia Engler and Kennedy Gergen. Melina Woodward's been working hard to break into that group as well to give us three decent varsity pitchers, so that's going to be helpful. And, of course, you got to play defense. I mean, the bottom line in any high school sport is baseball or softball, that you have to be able to make plays behind your pitchers and not extend innings. Can't give decent teams 4 and 5 outs an inning. It just doesn't work, and you got to minimize big inning.
Both the Atlantic baseball and softball teams open up on the road against Lewis Central tonight, and then they'll be back home for their home openers against Denison Schleswig on Tuesday. For the Atlantic softball team, they're playing their home games at the Atlantic Little League Complex across the street from us here, and the baseball team will be playing at the Griswold baseball field. That's due to construction going on of the baseball-softball fields here in Atlantic. We'll have the Atlantic Trojan home opener on softball tomorrow night. It'll be a doubleheader against Denison Schleswig, 5:30 for the first game, 7:30 for the second. So look forward to that one tomorrow night there on the radio. For the schedule here for tonight, you take a look at the area matchups. Pretty much the same schedules for both baseball and softball. There's just a couple variances, so we'll note those. But Hawkeye 10 play, it'll be Atlantic at Lewis Central, Clarinda at Shenandoah, Denison Schleswig at Kemper Catholic, Harlan is at St. Albert, and Red Oak is at Creston. In Western Iowa Conference play, HSTW is at Tri-Center, Audubon at Riverside, Logan Magnolia at Trainer, and Missouri Valley at Underwood. In Rolling Valley play, it's Booyer Valley at West Harrison, Cam at Woodbine, Coon Rapids Bayard at Arweva. Corner Conference play, it'll be Griswold at East Mills, Lennox at Stanton, and Sydney at Fremont Mills. The only difference on the softball side there will be Stanton will be at Southwest Valley there for their opener here tonight. And in West Central Activities Conference play, it'll be ACGC at Woodward Granger and Panorama at West Central Valley. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball schedule tonight. Also, the Iowa Baseball Coaches Association has released their 2020 preseason rankings. And in Class 4A, Urbandale is top ranked, followed by Ankeny, Southeast Polk, Johnston, and Waukee. In 3A, Bishop Heelan top ranked, followed by Central DeWitt, Centerville, Davenport Assumption, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. Harlan at number 10 in that opening poll. In Class 2A, Van Meter is top ranked, followed by North Lynn, Dyke New Hartford, Des Moines Christian, and Underwood at number 5. Trainer checks in at number 9. And in 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's top ranked, followed by St. Mary's Remsen, Newman Catholic, South Winneshiek, and Coon Rapids Bayard at number 5. St. Albert checks in at number 8 there in that opening poll there. That's the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association preseason top 10s. In other area news, Iowa defensive back Jack Kerner sustained serious injuries when he and a passenger on a jet ski collided with a boat on the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. According to a police report, Kerner and Cole Coffin were hurt at about 6:30 p.m. Friday when their watercraft crashed into the side of a boat. Coffin was taken to hospital by aircraft. There was no immediate word on injuries or condition. Kerner was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Both were originally listed in serious condition. Kerner did post a message on social media yesterday updating fans and family and friends that he is doing okay and hopes to have a quick recovery from his injuries, but he asked for prayers for his friend Cole Coffin, who apparently is in a little bit more serious condition. Also on Iowa football news, the Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz says team has made progress in dealing with issues surrounding the claims of racial disparity in the program. The team has been able to speak face-to-face for the first time as they return to campus, and Ferentz says they've had some raw and emotional discussions. Ferentz says they are moving forward to make changes, such as lifting the player ban on Instagram and Twitter.
It was a stupid policy from that standpoint, but it was designed intent to help protect our players. All right, that's a parental instinct, you know, coach's instinct. You want to protect your players, but you know, certain things just tell you, they show you that, you know, you need to embody players to have more freedom, more movement, more expression.
Ferentz says while the conversations have gone well, they need to continue working.
Bottom line is, what are we going to do to move forward? And that's our commitment, and my commitment's always been to be what's best for our program, what's best for our players, with you know, want to do it in a respectful and honorable way to all of our former players.
Running back Ivory Kelly Martin says black players did feel like they had to walk on eggshells in the football building.
There was an atmosphere where you did have to look out, kind of watch your back, and just, I mean, you always kind of had to be on your toes at times. But throughout this week, there have been so many conversations that's been made. There's been so many talking about change and We're all hopeful that this is actually going to happen.
Kelly Martin says the atmosphere has changed in just a short amount of time they've been able to get together and talk through the issues.
We're all excited about what we have to come. We're all excited to be able to really bond with each other and be able to really build relationships, not only with like our other teammates, but also with our coaches and our fans. And I'm really hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to create something big.
Defensive back Kayvon Merriweather had posted a statement about fans needing to support the team in whatever they decide to do, including if they were to kneel for the national anthem. He got a lot of feedback and says he expected that.
We want y'all to support any decision that this team has made. We haven't decided on kneeling or not. That's not what I said, that we have decided. But if we do decide, any step, any movement that we do decide to support, any step that we do decide to make as a team, we want y'all support backing us every step of the way, not only on the football field, but also when we're off the field, when we're in class, when we're walking the streets, when we're driving our cars. We want y'all support day in and day out. And that's really what that post meant.
Ferentz says kneeling for the anthem is something the team will eventually address.
It's not timely right now, but it's got to be a topic we discuss. I think we all realize it's a very polarizing issue right now. And I'm very confident there are ways to do things, ways to recognize individuals, movements, whatever it may be, causes, in a way that hopefully is not polarizing, but yet powerful. That would be my goal.
And Ferentz says he cannot address the suspension of strength coach Chris Doyle at this time because the review process is still underway. And officials with Iowa State University confirmed that 10 student-athletes have tested positive for COVID-19. According to Iowa State, none of the athletes were participating in team activities at the time they were exposed. Iowa State said when the Cyclone football team returned to campus, all players and staff were tested. Of the 147 players screened, 2 were positive. ISU didn't identify the sports that the 8 others were a part of. Iowa State said the athletics department has protocols in place for contact tracing and isolation to limit the spread of the virus. We'll have more sports after this timeout.
You think it's not going to happen to you, but you're a good driver. But that doesn't mean an accident still can't happen to you. And when it does, know that Brown Auto Body and Athletic will be the one looking out for you. They can work with anyone's insurance and will give you a competitive estimate. Brown Auto Body knows what a hassle it can be having your car in the shop, leaving you without transportation. That's why they have plenty of rentals to choose from to get you back on the road. Put your trust in Dana Cooper and the boys at Brown Auto Body at 3rd and Elm and Athletic, where quality is no accident.
The PGA Tour returned after 3 months, and Commissioner Jay Monahan felt every bit of the winner as Daniel Berger at Colonial. There were no positive tests from the 487 administered at the Charles Schwab Challenge to players, caddies, and key personnel. There were no fans either. Monahan called it a phenomenal return, mainly because it was a healthy one. Berger won in a sudden-death playoff when Colin Morikawa missed a 3-foot putt. Morikawa says just because it was a good return doesn't mean players can ignore that the COVID-19 pandemic remains a threat. Denny Hamlin found the magic at Homestead Miami Speedway once again. Hamlin went to the lead for the final time with 30 laps left and held off Chase Elliott for his record-tying 3rd NASCAR Cup Series victory at Homestead. Former drivers Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle are the other 3-time winners. Hamlin is in the club now after battling Elliott most of the ninth. Hamlin raced to his 3rd victory of the season and 40th overall. He opened the season with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. At Homestead, he led 137 to 267 laps on the 1.5-mile track in Joe Gibbs Racing number 11 Toyota, finishing 0.895 seconds ahead of Elliott. Timing favors the NFL over other major pro sports leagues in trying to figure out how to keep the pandemic from wrecking the 2020 season. America's most popular sport has another big advantage if the games are played: TV money. While NFL owners could lose billions collectively with limited capacities in stadiums or no fans at all, the league is well positioned financially because of the lucrative media contracts approaching $10 billion in a full 2020 season. Fitch Ratings recently affirmed its A-plus credit mark for the NFL and its properties in part because of the league's media deals. Fitch says the NFL estimates each team's media revenue at $250 million per season. The number gets bigger later in the contract, and each deal is set to expire in the next 2 years. So it's safe to say more than a half of the league's $15 billion in annual revenue comes from the TV deals shared equally among all 32 teams, unlike Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. MLB's attempts to get the baseball season started are being held up in part by a disagreement over how to compensate players in the likelihood that owners will have no fan-related revenue. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.